Welcome to episode 330 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that only can be made through experience. My name is Donna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Sandy, Lindsay, and George. I don't know about you, but one of the key things this past 12 months has taught me is the importance of self-care and wellness. The other important thing it's taught me is how much travel contributes to my self-care and wellness. Yes, it does. So tonight, we wanted to talk to you about wellness travel, and we'll highlight the destination that is. At the time that we are recording, currently open for you to book right now. With us tonight is Lisa Hollenberg to share a fairly new property in Mexico that is built all around wellness. Lisa is a Canadian living in the USA. And represents Palmaya in Mexico. Previously a concierge, she's worked in hotel sales for approximately 21 years, and she is incredibly proud and excited to be working with such an innovative wellness-focused property. We can't wait to talk about it, so let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be part of this terrific group, and you're not going to get rid of me now that I've met all of
them. That's a good thing. So tell us about Palmaya. Where is it in Mexico?
So Playa del Carmen has a little residential gated community about 10 minutes south called Playa Car. So we're located within the gated community of Playa Car. The whole area, Playa del Carmen, Playa Car, is about a 45-minute drive from the Cancun airport. And if you want to work out proximity to Tulum, we're about an hour drive north of Tulum. So we're just south of Playa del Carmen, but north of Tulum by a fair amount. And the way I describe the resort is the great combination of Mayakoba five-star luxury service meets the incredible, authentic, creative energy of Tulum, if that makes sense.
That sounds good. So what does that name mean?
Well, we created the name ourselves around the passions of our owner. Our owner represents everything that our resort is. This is his passion project. He is vegan. He has attended Burning Man. He's into spirituality. He's into not harming the earth, about community, about teaching children about the importance of kindness and community. And so he created the word as his example of Mother Nature. So Aya is our version of nature. So Palmaya, the house of Aya. The house of Aya will hopefully at some point become the brand. And we could be expanding to other wellness-focused locations, maybe Costa Rica, maybe Todos Santos in the Pacific side of Mexico, the Baja. That's a description.
So when I think of wellness resort, I think of like yoga on the beach. I'm sure that's included, but I'm thinking there's probably more than that. And you had mentioned kids too. So is this a family resort?
So this encompasses everything. Now keep in mind, I am not your typical vegan at all. My middle name may or may not involve bacon. I am not an exceptionally gifted yoga master, nor does my mind allow me to meditate. And I'm not young. I'm not by any stretch of the word boho chic. I am not the key demographic I thought would be flocking to this resort. Well, that key demographic is. But somebody in my shoes also is able to experience the resort and take something away from it. I consider myself a foodie. We'll talk about the restaurants afterwards, but I was blown away by the quality and options in the restaurant offerings. I went to experience the resort on my own. And every time I did one of the Architects of Life activities, so those are like the Tai Chi, the meditation, the yoga. Anytime I did that, there was a whole assortment of people attending with me. Couples, singles, quite a few singles, every age group. And I realized that some of the couples who I got to know through attending the activities together had children with them, but we would never know because the kids were at the children's program, which we'll also talk about because it's absolutely groundbreaking for a resort to offer this sort of children's program. So it's something for everybody. I would recommend it for honeymoons. I'd recommend it for, my gosh, people coming out of what we've experienced being in a pandemic. Like anybody could use a little bit of rejuvenation to exercise the negative energies, to take some meditative lessons home. Like I already before the pandemic, I think there was a lot of people talking about heading towards authentic travel, charitable travel, wellness travel. But now, having come out of this, I can't think of a more valuable option for people to travel.
Well, can the kids actually participate in some of the Tai Chi and the yoga and all?
They could. They definitely could. So the children's program, it's led by Waldorf-trained educators. And not everybody knows about the Waldorf school system, but it teaches. It's not just about academics. It's about teaching children to help the environment, about how to be environmentally friendly. There's never any digital items within a Waldorf school. So imagine kids who've been through COVID with their families and have been stuck homeschooling, looking like just sitting in front of a screen all day. Everything gets put aside when they walk into the children's program. There's no single-use plastics at all on this property. The children's program, it's all handmade toys, natural, like there's lots of wood. There was a canvas kind of tent that created a house within the room. So kids get to experience all different aspects of education, from tapping into their creativity. There's lots of art projects. There's baking. There's scavenger hunts. They'll go on a bike and they'll try and find all the animal life that's around the area. There's like an area of the jungle that has monkeys. They'll learn names of animals that I've never seen before that are there. The coati, the agouti, they're all there. So it's a great, really innovative way. Like, and again, coming out of the pandemic, there's not a better time to be teaching children about other facets and not being directed to a screen, and to be fostering like human relationships and interactions again. So the couple that I got to know well when I experienced the resort, it was hysterical. They went to pick up their kids one day from the program, and it was a stunning beach day. The ocean was the perfect temperature, completely glassy, flat. The kids love swimming. So the parents came to get them early from the program, and they were told off by their kids when they got there. It's like, no, it's not time yet. It's like, the kids didn't know how to read time, but they knew it wasn't time. Like, we have to finish our art project. So it's like, that's never happened before. Lots of great times for the parents to appreciate this adult thing. So I didn't see any kids doing the Architects of Life program when I was there, but like the children's program is for ages 3 to 12. So teenagers definitely would fit right in to do any of them. And there's also non-motorized water sports at the property. There's paddle boards, kayaks, snorkels. So there's something for every age group. And there's people who come who, like, their sense of spirituality is sitting on the beach and being in and out of the ocean. And you can't have a better beach than where we're located. It's so you come through the entrance to the gated community, then you go through another gated entrance and you come to our freestanding lobby. You check in there. When you check in, you're given a reusable drink tumbler. This may or may not be full of mezcal. It's a huge and then you get a bracelet that has a bamboo little square on it. That's your key to your room, waterproof, so you can take it in the ocean. So you go down, you're taken by golf cart down to the beach. And so there's five buildings that have these suite accommodations. Everything is facing the ocean. So there's no bad view, period. Everything is walkable once you're dropped off in front of your accommodation, and you're met by a nomadic guide who shows you around, shows you your suite, tells you a little bit about the functions of everything within the suite. And then that the guides are your like best buddy while you're at the resort. They communicate either by text or WhatsApp, or you can just call Switchboard and ask for them. But I was using them for everything. Like, hey, remind me where's that restaurant that I'm going to for dinner tonight? And how do I find the mushroom where there's a new activity I haven't done yet? And they're there like within seconds. Or if you want to head back to the lobby, that's the only time you need transportation. So if like you're going to play golf in the Playa Car community, you just call the nomadic guide. They'll come fetch you in a golf cart and then take you up to the lobby. It's maybe 6 minute drive. When you get down to the beachfront accommodations, it's literally it's five buildings and the restaurant and the spa and the gym. Everything's surrounded on one side by jungle and on the other side by this magical stretch of beach. It's over half a mile long. It's deep. It's not just a thin piece of beach. It's deep. The water, it's the perfect Caribbean water. And when the owner was constructing the resort in 2019, he fined any construction employee who damaged or hurt any sort of vegetation on the property. So everything has been left intact. So there's mangroves, the jungle goes down to the ocean. So I've never seen a location like this, and so incredibly secluded and private. Even though you can't have private beaches in Mexico, this becomes a secluded private beach.
Tell us a little bit about the different room categories, because you said you cover basically families and individuals and couples and all. So what size rooms do you have, especially for big families?
So the nice thing is the main suite size is uniform throughout the resort. It's 650 square feet, including 110-foot oceanfront terrace. So our entry-level room is a king suite ocean view that's 650 square feet. Key things to know about that I've never experienced at another resort. We're used to having great Wi-Fi, great smart like plugs, outlets by the bed, all the little details, great lighting in the bathroom, generous vanities. All of our bathroom vanities have two sinks. Most of our rooms have two side-by-side showers. So if you're in a queen room or a family suite, you have two showers. You have two sinks, two showers, only one toilet. But so the queen suite, perfect for girlfriend sharing. We get a lot of mother-daughter getaways. There's a few people staying at the resort right now, mother-daughter getaways. They have a little living room area. And then The family king suite has a king bed for the parents and then a modern bunk bed in the area that is normally the living room. It still has some chairs and a table, but you have a good bunk bed that can accommodate two teenagers, two children. So that's handy. We also have a different version of a connecting combination, which is a king suite without the bunk bed, a separate bedroom that has a bunk bed and its own bathroom. And both of those, the King Family Master Suite is what that's called. There won't be a quiz on this afterwards. But that can connect to a queen room. So terrific for a multi-generational family. I've got somebody coming with security and with a nanny, and that worked perfectly for that combination. Good assortment for couples. There's one room type, which is the king with bathtub. So it's the king bed, living room, and then one of the freestanding oval bathtubs that's sort of in the open, and then the private bathroom with the sinks and the shower. We also have swim-up suites. All different categories can be swim-up, so you swim off of your terrace into one of the four infinity pools. So it's not your own private pool, but you just swim terrace into an infinity pool. We also have put in, we were getting requests ever since we opened, we've created an adults only building. So handy for immuners, etc. I've got a couple of couples who are coming. They have babysitters looking after their children, and it's the first time since they went on stay at home that they're actually escaping the children for a vacation. But
yeah. Completely legit. Completely legit.
We have workaway programs. So we've got people who, now that we're all working remotely, we do a special discounted rate for people who would like a monthly rate. And again, everything's included. We add some additional pieces along with a really discounted rate. We also include a spa treatment, and we have an on-site, we call him our spiritual growth guide. He's a shaman. And so we include meetings, like private meeting talks with the shaman as part of the workaway program. And we've got a few people who just keep extending. They're probably going to be with us for six months at least. They came to try it out and didn't want to leave.
So you could get up in the morning and do like your morning yoga and then just go back to your room and work some, head down to lunch, yeah. Go back to your room, work a little bit, pop in the pool. Yeah, I like this.
And room service, 24/7 room service, really healthy mini bar too. Lots of natural products that they try and source as locally as possible. So I had the best coconut water I've ever had. They have kombucha. Oh, some of the other interesting parts of the suites that you don't necessarily expect. There's a sound system. There's a Bluetooth sound system. So by the bedside table, you press a button, sync it to your phone, and then you have surround sound speakers within the suite, and the suites have all been soundproof. So unless you've got the patio door open and the music blaring, you don't hear anything between suites. The TVs, we're getting used to having like nice size TVs, smart TVs in resorts. Well, these ones, and you don't always think about this when you're going to Mexico, I'm used to maybe having one or two or three English-speaking stations only, and my Spanish is atrocious. I shouldn't, other than the middle name Bacon and the fact that I'm not at all, Limber is not my other middle name. I speak mortifyingly bad Spanish, so I do actually need to see English TV. And there's a lot of channels. There's East Coast and West Coast U.S. English channels and Canadian as well. So that's something you don't always have, but it's a nice added feature. There's a Nespresso coffee maker in the suite. And everything, every part of the suite is vegan. So everything has been sourced to be vegan because there's no single-use plastics. We create our own toiletries. It's a great after-sun aloe-based lotion that's created locally. Little metal tubes to take with it. A mosquito repellent that's made out of nothing harmful. It's essential oils, and people were trying to buy it because it smelled so good and it was moisturizing at the same time.
Business opportunity. So you talked a little bit about the vegan and everything. So now tell us about those restaurants that everything's vegan friendly and all.
So every single restaurant has a plant-based menu. The menus are plant-based. And these aren't just like five items. These are extensive, creative menus. And I do consider myself a foodie. I was blown away with every single restaurant menu. If you're not plant-based, you can add a seafood or animal protein. So for instance, Ume is the Asian fusion restaurant. They're known for, everything they do is incredible. It was one of the best ramen broths I've ever had. And remarkably not salty. Like I'm used to I try vegetarian ramen around San Diego and everything's super, super salty. This was so incredibly flavorful, not salty, but they're known especially for their bao buns. And I opted for the plant-based, but their suggested animal protein was duck. And I ordered the plant-based. It was a mushroom-based fake duck. It was so good, I had to triple check that it was definitely the plant-based option. Absolutely incredible what they're doing. So there's Ume, which is the Asian fusion. There's Mar de Olivo, which is Mediterranean, a lot of seafood emphasis if you are eating seafood proteins. We have Lek, which is modern Mexican. It was one of the best meals I've ever had. And you'll find like in each restaurant, the staff are so passionate about the cuisine. Everybody is excited to share it as we are to eat it. The executive chef is working with local farmers to have them come and experience what is happening with their produce. It's nothing that they've ever eaten before, experienced. And so it creates a sense of pride for all of the local farmers, even to the point the meats that are being served. Our executive chef wants the best quality he can source. He didn't like the bacon he could get and the smoked salmon he could get, so he smokes both himself on property. There's, of course, an herb garden, so they're not just planting for the restaurants, but also for the bars. There's our mixologist, the fellow who oversees the beverage program. He's a character. I went to chat with him, and I love my tequila, love my mezcal. And I said, a lot of the people who are now traveling to Mexico are well-versed in tequilas. They don't just want shots. They want to do a flight of different tequilas. And I said, I've seen some of the ones on the menu and I know of them, but do we have anything that we could share that would be different? And he's like, hold on a second. He goes running off. He comes back with five bottles. He's gotten a hold of five different spirits that also are derived from the agave plant, but they're not tequila or mezcal. And they're from like tiny towns in remote parts of Mexico. we never get to taste these any other place, and we can experience them here. And like, this to me, this gives me chills, because this is what it's about. He's also, and this is huge, a lot of people who may be wanting to explore a healthier lifestyle or trying not to drink alcohol, not me, but he's creating a crafted cocktail menu that's specifically non-alcoholic. So you get a huge, creative, incredible selection of non-alcoholic drinks. So you don't miss the fact that you're not sitting down having his version of a smoky Manhattan. I thought that was absolutely incredible. So nobody else can see this, but I'm sitting right now. My backdrop is Tsukasa, which is our beach restaurant, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just spectacular views. Again, you're looking out over this expanse of white beach, turquoise ocean in the background. Kind of a Mexican California menu. There's a poke on it. There's quesas, a really, really good plant-based hamburger. And I had fun like trying plant-based versus not. There's somewhere in I can't remember which restaurant had it. It may have been Tsukasa. They have a plant-based smoked salmon. So I did a side-by-side comparison, and the plant-based salmon was made of carrot. It was fabulous. And it was just so fun to be able to try everything. And if you want juice, it's all fresh hand-pressed juices, all different types. And everything's included in the cost of the suite. So, I mean, we can't, because we'll talk about the Architect of Life program. We can't really say we're an all-inclusive, because we're unlike any other all-inclusive that's ever existed. There's just so many parts of it that are that you wouldn't expect to be part of your experience. The Architects of Life program, all the wellness activities, here's me, who's like the complete amateur. I actually worked myself up into being incredibly anxious before attending my first activity, because I was so worried about, like, my mind's not going to stop. I can't stop thinking. I'm not going to meditate. I'm going to be doing this all wrong. The yoga. I was doing yoga next to a Brazilian model in a string bikini. Bridget Jones. I had like these old, like, black, stretchy, baggy. It was horrifying, but I did that. I did.
So there's one last note on here, and then we'll have to call it. It says on here, the rituals of sound. What is that?
So in addition to all of the Architects of Life programming, the yoga, the Tai Chi, the Qigong, sound baths, can't recommend enough, gong therapy. We also have a rituals of sound program. We have this beach club called the Yolo. Every evening, we bring in musicians from around the world, kind of described as a tribal beat. It's really chill music. There was a fellow with a sitar when I was there. But I mean, another thing, we haven't experienced live music in like a year. And here you get an acclaimed musician you get to experience, or a DJ who has like a really unique style. It's not your typical music that you'd expect to hear at a resort. And it's relaxing, and it's world music, and it's authentic. You're getting a lot of local music as well.
Before we call it though, I want to give you just a couple more minutes to talk about the Architects of Life, because you've mentioned it a couple of times, but we've got just like this much time. So squish it all down into a little tiny ball.
It's all of the activities are included, generally about 5 or 6 options each day, maybe starting with a sunrise meditation. We have a ritual deck in the jungle facing the beach. A lot of them are led by Alder, who's the spiritual growth guide. And you really become bonded with the people. It's a community when you do these experiences together. There was one just talk with Alder prior to a meditation where he said, You'll know when you've released all the negative energies because animals will be in tune with you. And as he said that, a huge iguana walked across. And then one of the coatis was in the tree and a bird started chirping. And we all, like, I teared up. We all had goosebumps and we'll never forget that. Just an authentic, like, these are great activity guides who are specialists in their field, but they cater to whatever you are. They led an idiot amateur like me through, and there were like professional yoga people in it with me.
So if you've never meditated before, if you've never gone into a yoga pose before, you could go and feel comfortable.
Case in point, me. And I took home breathing exercise with me. I do breathing exercise every morning now. There's something for everybody.
That's cool. I just want to clarify my question. you mentioned monkeys. Are there monkeys on property?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so cute.
because we didn't touch the jungle, mm-hmm. the animal life that existed in the jungle is still there.
I'm a big fan of massage services. When you mean all-inclusive, that's not included. That's additional.
That's not so that you've picked the one thing that's not included, that and the hair salon and babysitting services. But the spa, it's little individual temples. So each room is air conditioned, glass fronted in the jungle. So you really in the jungle, the whole concept is healing from within. There's 9 different emotional healing points that they target. And you pick your treatment about healing internally before the emotional side, before the physical side. There's a cenote to go into in the jungle as well. Same with the fitness center, which is included. You're within the jungle. Like, I've seen monkeys in the fitness center, glass fronted within the jungle.
Nice.
The monkeys weren't in the fitness center. You just saw them.
No.
Okay. No, they're on like the bikes, right?
I like monkeys when they are far, far away from me.
For sure. Well, that's our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. So we want to extend a very special thank you to Lisa for joining us tonight. Yay!
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you. So on behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.